after the Office of the United States Trade Representative announced it would slap additional 10% tariffs on Chinese imports from September 1st. China has declared in a clear-cut way it will take necessary countermeasures. The trade friction between the two countries has lasted for more than a year, and some people in the United States have confronted China with flip-flopping, maximum pressure and trade bullying. Such capricious acts are still escalating. China has a strong perseverance and the capability to protect its own interests. Facing a firm and resolute China, the U.S. side proved unable to reconcile itself to its futility and launched a new round of offensive. But what is the use of that? This will merely show once again that China is not afraid of maximum pressure, will prove that there were no winners in the trade war, and that escalating economic and trade friction only harms China and the United States, and the world at large. Some people in the United States are waving tariff stakes, and the damage these actions have caused to themselves is nearing critical levels. In fact, some people in the United States openly admit that they're worried that if all the remaining $300 billion US dollars worth of Chinese goods are hit with additional tariffs, then US consumers will have to face higher prices during the Christmas shopping season. It will cause more pain to the U.S. side than the Chinese side. It seems they know that by heading down a blind alley, they will inevitably